every freaking second of the day, I'm going to do it. Everybody wants to be mother freaking wealthy. Are you willing to adapt? Are you willing to change? How uncomfortable are you willing to get? How willing are you going to be to allow me to help you? This is a marathon, not a sprint. You give up your right to be average and ordinary. You gotta show up earlier. You gotta be here later. You gotta hit harder. Be more productive. Be more focused. If you don't see it that way, you will fail at it. You guys have been the pillar and the backbone of Family First Life now for quite some time. Keep growing.
Hello, everybody. Andrew Taylor here. Today, we got a special guest, Shadi Garfay. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So you're the number...
Two.
Number two, 2 years in a row.
Yep.
Steve Giordano snuck in and tricked you, acted like he was going on vacation.
Yeah, he did. But it was kind of funny.
That is hilarious. But you put up some massive numbers, like crazy numbers. And you're doing this all over the phone?
I do it over Zoom, actually. I share my screen with the client, and I just do it all over Zoom.
And what's the number one type of product you're selling?
Right now, I do Ethos. Now, obviously, you know, Ethos doesn't take everyone, and that's when I go a different carrier if I need to.
But you're going IULs.
100%.
So sell me on why I should get an IUL.
Well, first thing first, actually, if you don't get it, I mean, that means you don't like me, because the reality behind the IUL, it builds cash value. You never lose your money in the market downturns. You have life insurance. You have living benefits. You can have access to retirements. You can have it for your kids' college funds. You can have it for build your cash value where you can access it, and you can access double what you put in, depending on what index you use. Now, some people can abuse that, but as long as your IUL is structured correctly, then there's no reason why you shouldn't move forward. Now, my thing for you, if you put $300 in a bank account, come back to it 10 years later, you're going to have $300. Unlike the IUL, the cash value is going to keep accumulating over time, one big portion of it.
So the only reason I wouldn't get it is if I didn't like you.
100%. Maybe because I'm bold.
Dude, you're an animal. So I want to go through... today's going to be fun. Because okay. I talked to you for like 2 minutes at the conference, and the stuff you were saying, I was like, this guy's an animal.
Appreciate it.
First off, tell us how you got in the industry and what's your background. And then we're going to get into doing a real life illustration. And then we're going to get into... all the objections you could think of.
That sounds like fun for me. So first thing is, my name is Shadi. I'm actually, came down here from Jerusalem about 11 years ago. I used to be in the convenience stores industry, actually. And I owned the convenience store back in Ohio. It was kind of, cold.
How crazy was that?
Oh, it was terrible.
Was it like a good neighborhood?
No, it wasn't. But, obviously... I had to deal with it, right? It's part of the business. So
you ever get robbed?
I tried. Somebody tried one time, but I don't think it ended well for him. So I'm not a troublemaker, but obviously I used to fight MMA. Okay,
I did
MMA for a long time. I haven't done it for a while now. I don't know if you can tell, but in general, I can defend myself if I have to. So the guy was idiot enough to come in with a knife. So. It didn't end well for him. If he came with a gun, probably gave him everything. He came in with a knife.
Dang, dude.
So, yeah.
What's your specialty, like grappling or striking?
Grappling. I have jiu-jitsu. I got boxing, Muay Thai. I have black belt in karate and same as Hapkido.
So you could take the belt back from Giordano?
Forcefully, maybe, but that would not be that would not be fair.
Are you gonna beat him this year?
Maybe. I think I would. I'm not competing, to be honest. I'm competing with myself now. The reality is, I was number one with IULs, right? But I wasn't even competing. I was like traveling all over the last year. I mean, I took 3 months vacation.
Where'd you go?
I was in Jerusalem, Dubai, Colombia. So,
wow.
Yeah. And I was, you know, part-time working from there. But when I come back to the U.S., I'm grinding again. But, you know, the virtual sales in general, doesn't matter whether I will or not, but virtual sales in general allowed me to do that.
So you're saying if you tried and didn't take 3 months off, you'd beat Giordano?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's great. So, Drew, did you reboot that right there?
No, it's...
Or is that your computer? Oh, that's your computer? Sleep. Okay, got it. So you came to the U.S., married kids. What's your motivation?
So I came for, you know, the opportunity. So I came down here to work. And I did, actually. I worked my butt off. I worked for a friend of mine. He told me he used to work, you know, he used to have a store as well. So I learned from him all the stuff in the stores here. I mean, I used to work back home as well. And, you know, I was saving my money and we opened a convenience store and then we sold it. Then we got into the brokerage industry. I used to be a business broker. So I used to, you know, evaluate businesses, like take their P&L and tax, you know, tax return and kind of evaluate what they're worth and kind of put them in the market for sale confidentially. And, you know, I was doing that for a while and then I got into the flooring industry. And without saying a company name, but I was, you know, their number one agent as well. And when I left there, they were trying...
Was it Floor & Decor?
Oh, we can say names here? Empire Today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, we just don't really talk about
their
insurance agencies, but we can talk about flooring companies.
Got it. Okay, yeah, well, Empire Today. So they were trying to... So when I tried to leave, I got a guy, like their head recruiter tried to, you know, contacted me and he was trying to get me to LA from Florida to do a bunch of training, like to give me like $200,000 a year job and just train everyone at Empire Today how to sell. I obviously had a baby then. I'm like, nope, I'm sticking where I'm at. That's when I left them, I went to insurance and never looked back then, man.
How much do you love this industry?
Oh, dude, I love it. It's it changed my life a lot. It changed my family life. As long as you do the right thing for your client, for yourself, and for your family, man, you're succeeding to do well.
Someone said to me, they're like, in no world ever would you and me be making this kind of money. And I was like, that's probably true.
So normally, like I had, if there's a lot of people that are closed-minded, and they're not as open-minded they should be. When I was told about this, and they told me what kind of money you can make, which was actually Dan Chinat and his recruiter, I had no idea. Like, at first, it sounded too good to be true, but I was kind of open-minded for it. I knew that this is a land of opportunity, and, you know, if something like this does come up, what would happen if I would have walked away from it and it was true? Even though, like, I took the leap of faith, knowing that it might be too good to be true, I just went to the office anyway.
Yeah, but it's not too good to be true because it's hard.
Indeed. What I'm trying to get to is, to me, not hearing about it previously, it sounded too good to be true, right? So that's what got me into, like, oh, okay, well, maybe not, but invite me to the office, or maybe I should go. It's, like, 2.5 hours away. You know what? I'll do it. Like, I'll see. Right, but when I went there and saw what they were doing, you know, I mean, it was impressive.
That's legit.
Yeah.
And now you're number two years in a row.
Correct.
And how long have you been licensed again?
3.5 years, 4 years.
3.5 years.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So you're still learning.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm still in the learning curve.
So IULs, when you just pitched me on IULs with that pitch, is that part of your presentation?
Yeah. So I keep it straightforward with the clients. I just tell them exactly what it is, you know, and hey, what got you interested in the IUL in the first place? You know, I try to figure out what, you know, because here's the thing. The leads we run, there are people who are interested. They fill the form out, right? They're not somebody who just, you know, we're not cold calling people here. So when...
But you still get objections of people that
didn't. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not, some people hear that and they go, oh, every person wants it that I call. That's not true, right?
That's not true still, because some people will still try to reject you, and you're going to have to deal with the rejections.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of people, what they do is, you know, they get their rejection and, you know, they stumble and fall and like, okay, that phone becomes too heavy for them to pick up anymore because, you know, they just got rejected or they got, you know, they got F-bomb on them or whatever it is, right? The reality is the more dial you do, you know, you're going to get someone. You're going to stop someone say yes, and that's all you can look for is that one yes.
Yeah, that's good. So you're, to me, it seems like you're really good because you sold me. And then what you said is, are you not going to buy it because do you not like me because I'm bold?
Or I usually say that, or maybe because I'm Middle Eastern. Or I'll pick something that makes them laugh a little bit.
Okay, so you use humor.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
I just let them know, I listen, normally people are not liking this or they want to think about it. Look, the thing is, you've been thinking about this for 62 years. You're 62 years young. That's number one. Number two, if you're 62 and you still want to think about this, that means not the fact that you want to think about it, the fact that you don't like me. So what is it? Is because I'm bald or is because I'm Middle Eastern?
Yikes. That's, you know, good.
Yeah.
So I have a few questions and then I want you to do your presentation on me.
Sure.
And we'll pretend like I went on Instagram, I saw an ad about IULs, I filled it out, and then you ended up with that lead.
Yeah. So you want to start from like the phone call to booking appointments?
Well, we'll do both of those. Your computer is going dark on us again.
But
my question is this. How are you getting people to show up and how are you getting them to get on Zoom? Because I haven't done Zoom sales. I always was in the field, but I recently started doing sales over the phone and on Zoom to learn this whole new world.
Yeah.
And what I'm finding is my no-show rate is way higher. How do you handle that?
Good point. My no-show rate is high too. And that's something I haven't overcome yet. All I can say is, you know, usually when the client's on Zoom, it's easier to close them because you can share the illustration, show them some numbers. And a lot of times when people show up on Zoom, most of the time they're actually more committed than somebody just picking up the phone and answering because they're, you know, getting set up and ready to see some numbers. So I think I get a better result, you know, having them on Zoom. And if they no-show, what I do is just double book the appointment. So what I do is they get a text confirmation the day before and they have to answer yes to. And then the morning of, they have to answer yes to. If they don't, we're double booking that appointment with a different one. As right now, I have a 4:15. I have 3 4:15 appointments. You didn't confirm. Guess what? We triple booked it. Now I have a 3. Now the other two, they might get, you know, they might get mad. I'm like, sorry, you didn't confirm. We did tell you on Zoom, on the call.
So you're busier than they are.
Mm-hmm. We did tell you on the call that you need to make sure that you're confirmed. If you don't confirm, we see 200 people a day.
Is this a text that they get or what is it?
The text. And my staff is really good at tracking that down.
So you're triple booking.
Yeah. If I have to, if they don't confirm, I'm triple booking.
How much you spend on leads?
Close to, 20K maybe. 20, 22, depends.
And how much annual, 20K what?
A month.
And how much annual premium are you writing?
1.4.
Okay.
So.
And how much of that do you think is chargebacks?
Maybe about 15%.
So I think I've heard that the nationwide average with carriers is like 30%. IULs, I've heard it's better because it does all the things you talked about in the beginning of the call or in the beginning of this. So we have an exclusive IUL product that only we have with Ethos.
Correct.
Do you sell any of the other products?
I do. I like, you know, all carriers are amazing. I like Ethos for a lot of reasons. Okay. Reason number one, the client get an instant decision, right? Reason number two, it is flexible as well. Unlike, you know, a lot of, you know, other carriers without saying names, you know, they have we call like a smart solve or like an easy solve kind of thing, where all it does, it's just building up the, a little bit of cash value and in increasing a lot of the death benefit, right?
So to clarify, smart solve basically makes, you can smart solve for how long you want coverage, or you can smart solve for cash value. Is that the two options?
That's what I'm trying to, with the Ethos, which was what I like the most, they have the flexible, which you can set up minimum death benefit, maximum cash value, or you can do a smart solve, which is kind of 50-50.
Yeah, I like the minimum death benefit, maximum cash value.
It builds up a lot of cash value for the client. The client will have a higher return at retirement age.
And it's a lower commission for the agent, right?
It is, but you got to put the client first.
Yeah. But I like that, man. That's how it seems to be effective for policyholders. Unless they're looking for just a policy that doesn't lapse and they want to structure it that way and keep the cash value low.
That's another reason, if you want to do the smart solve. I mean, smart solve is more like balanced death benefit. Okay. So what that is it increases the death benefit a tiny bit higher, lower down the cash value just a little bit, not much. If you come down and say, you want to maximize the death benefit, that's a different story. And we can do that, actually, maximize the benefit in, or they call it the maximize the, maximize protection.
Okay, so that's them right there. So you just pulled that up on your screen.
Mm-hmm.
Maximize protection or maximize retirement income. So all an agent needs to know is, do they want protection as long as possible?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not worried about cash value, or do they want the cash value to grow?
So depending on the client needs.
They can click either one of those boxes.
Correct.
Okay.
Depending on the client needs, you can actually set it up however the client is needing they're needing the policy. If they want it like, hey, I want the highest death benefit as possible and leave a legacy behind. So there it is. You can do maximum, protection, or vice versa, maximum cash value.
And then Ethos IUL Knockout Guide is up there in the corner.
Yep, right there.
Do you use that?
I actually used to, but now I've kind of learned it, so I know,
it. So if someone wanted to know who qualifies, they can go here. So let's look at this. What's the maximum amount of coverage you can get on this product?
1 million.
Okay.
Depending on if they're older, like if they're retired, they're not working, then half a mil.
So knockouts, autoimmune disease or disorder, and then it lists a couple of them. But if you scroll to the right, if you're wondering if someone qualifies, you can just go on here and you can go, okay, they have XYZ, and then they can basically be... You won't run them through a product if there's one of these knockouts on here.
100%.
Okay. Can you go back to the illustration page?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's start from the phone. I filled out a form. And let's start there. You call me. You sell me a policy.
Sure. So first thing, normally I have my staff do this. I haven't dialed for quite a bit, but here's the thing. Ring, ring. Hey, Andrew?
Yes.
Andrew, hey, my name is Shadi with Eagles Financial Planning here regarding the IUL, the infinite banking concept. You filled the form out online for it. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Andrew, this is in regards, we're trying to set you up to speak with our representative, Shadi Garfit, to go over some IUL options, show you how that can work for you, show you numbers, illustration, show you how your retirement can be since your goal is to put here to retirement. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are you working, retired, disabled, my friend?
Working.
Working. Are you married or single?
Married.
Married. Is your wife working?
No.
Okay. So at this point, what we're going to do is we're going to set you up time with you and your spouse can be available on the call. So we can go over Zoom. Are you good with using Zoom, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how to, put the meeting ID, click the link and all that fun stuff, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I do have a 3:00 available tomorrow. What time are you normally, home from work?
Like four.
Four. All right. So we can have 6:30 if you want. I can set you up for 6:30 tomorrow. That work for you?
That works. Okay.
So hey, what I'm gonna do for you, Andrew, is I'm gonna send you a link right now with the, you know, with the Zoom, so you can click on it, be on the meeting tomorrow. First thing first, you're gonna get a video of me, you know, preparing you for the appointment. But just in case, make sure you and your spouse are available on the appointment. Make sure you're on time because we are seeing people 45 minutes every 45 minutes because we see a lot of people on a daily basis. The other thing is just make sure you have, if you don't have Zoom downloaded on your device, make sure it's downloaded so that way you would not have, you don't go through technical issues before the call. That makes sense?
Yes.
All right. Hey, man, I'm going to see you tomorrow at 6:30. Just be, you're going to be reminded this evening as well as tomorrow morning of your appointment. Just make sure you reply yes for both of them. Because if you don't, we will have to see different person just because we see people every single hour here, every single 45 minutes. We don't want to, like, miss appointments. So as long as you show up, there's no hard feeling. Just don't send us up. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're good with the 6:30 tomorrow, correct? All right, perfect. Hey, man, I look forward to see you tomorrow, and I look forward to speak with you and your wife and show you how this can work for you.
Okay. Now, did you tie down the wife in that? Like,
yeah, as I said, make sure you and your wife in there.
Okay.
So make sure you and your wife is over there.
But you want the wife there.
Yeah, 100%, because you don't want to run through the bridge if I'm not running by my wife.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the basic phone call I make, literally. Okay. Sometimes we run through some objections on the phone. If I get through something that says I'm not interested, normally I'm just gonna not gonna even deal with them, because a lot of time they're not gonna show up on Zoom. And even if we book them, we're still gonna book somebody else to double book it, because a lot of time these are people that don't know, they're no shows. So,
but that's like $5,000 a week in leads.
Yeah, 100%.
How many leads is that?
My leads are coming in now about 10, 15 bucks per lead.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I get it quite a bit. I got like 12,000 leads right now in there, so.
So you're running a big numbers game.
100%.
What do you think now, obviously, this is self-employment. There's no guarantee anybody can make any money. A lot of people don't succeed.
Yeah.
Some people do. What do you think are a couple tips you could give to someone to get off the ground if they don't have a big budget for leads?
Yeah, I shared this. We have an agent. He's actually here in the office. His name is Josh. And dude, I love the guy to death. When he first came in, he was shy. He was very nervous, you know, and it's very normal. My tip for them, if they're not nervous, then something wrong with them. Right?
I was nervous.
I was too. We all were. You know, I was nervous.
You were nervous even though you were a UFC fighter?
I was nervous because new opportunity. It doesn't matter. You know, I wasn't UFC. It was MMA, by the way. But in general, you know, it's going into the office 2.5 hours away for a new opportunity. That was not, you know, I mean, I had no idea where I'm going to. I had no idea, you know, like I didn't even know the word FFL till I walked into that office. Right? But in general, like, it took a minute to kind of, you know, get things going. I do remember I was sitting next to Dan, and Dan basically was like, "Ah, yeah, I don't think this guy kind of work." I was terrible on the phone, man. I mean, I have an accent, and, you know, but wasn't, you know, I was trying blowing people up, calling them. I mean, it wasn't fun, right? But the reality is, you know, I was getting uncomfortable, and that what got me really good at what I do. And then the next day again, and all I was doing is, I knew my skill set, and I knew that I'm terrible at booking appointments. So what I had to do is double my activities. And this is how I actually was able to compete with everyone else. Because if I'm sitting, we had this guy named Angel. I think he quit, but he was right there. And I remember he dialed like 5-6 hours, books like 20-30 appointments. Dude, like, this, it was a mess, monster, right? I'm like, "What? How the heck he does it, right?" So I went ahead and started, like, you know, my dialing schedule starts usually on Wednesday morning. So instead of Monday and Thursday, it started Wednesday morning until 1. I'm already ahead of everybody on Thursday morning. And Thursday morning, I'm coming in, the first guy in the office dialing, and I'm dialing all day. So guess what? This is how I was able to get my 15-20 appointments a week.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is double my activity. Same thing, Sunday and Monday. Sunday up to 12, 1 o'clock. then Monday all day. And that's how I was able to double my activities.
Yeah. So it's funny you say that, because I was really bad at first too. And I did this thing where everybody's week would start Monday, but I would start booking my appointments Sunday between 4 and 7. And I would get a head start on everybody. And then going into the week, I had momentum instead of fear of not getting where I need to be.
100%.
And it changed my whole attitude Monday morning, where I was like, oh, I'm going where I need to go, instead of being reactive to people telling me no and not having the amount of appointments I would get. So Sunday between 4 and 7, I would book like 5-10 appointments, something somewhere around there. And then Monday, I would be ready to go.
And oh, wow.
A lot of people, they would be just getting there, figuring out what leads they're going to call Monday at 10 a.m. And then next thing you know, it's noon. You got to find what you're going to have for lunch. You go to lunch, make a couple of dials, and then it's dinner time. And then yep. The day's over.
So what I used to do, I used to order delivery.
Uber Eats?
Yeah, I wouldn't even go. Just order delivery while dialing. You know, delivery or bring my own food. I'd be dialing while eating at the same time. Like, I wouldn't even quit.
On Zoom?
Yeah. No, dialing. Back when I first started, I was, you know.
But you don't eat on Zoom with the customer.
No, no, not that bad. But but in general, like I do, like, you know, get like literally I'd be dialing the phone while eating back then. Now that I got, you know, all the thing is, all it did, it got me better at what I do. So now I can take a shorter time. So I can focus, you know, I start buying my time back, right? I start coming like, let's say Monday morning, and still book my 20-30 appointments, which it used to take me 2 days to do. Now it takes me 6 hours to do. So now that happened, after, you know, long practice, I started getting better. So I started, you know, booking even more appointments for the time that I'm available, that I was dialing at. I got good at that. Then I turned a dialer. I didn't turn a dialer for me to, you know, to settle down and sit at home, but I turned a dialer so I can maximize my effort. And I realized $1 wasn't enough, so I had to hire 2 dialers. So I can actually make sure I have my 50 appointments a week now.
Yeah, so back in the day, I was booking appointments and trying to build an agency. And I read the book, The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and it had a website in there. Well, first my friend read it. He told me to, and there's a website in there that said you can get like freelance work. So it's easy to find dialers. You could also find VAs for only a few bucks, you know, like yep. A few bucks an hour. So I went on there, upwork.com it was.
Yep.
Have you used Upwork?
Yep, I used it.
And then I found like someone that it was like just a few bucks an hour to pay them, and then they never showed up. Then I was like, what if I paid somebody like, you know, $10 or $13 an hour, which overseas could be way more money to them, would they actually show up? And then I got this dialer, Army, who was amazing, dude. But this is the thing that I always tell people. You have to train them. If you don't train them, they're not going to be good.
100%.
So you got to practice. You got to role play. You got to do all these different things.
Oh, yeah. It's that the one thing that, you know, what a lot of people think is that getting a dollar, I mean, I'm just going to get comfortable. And that's not the case here. I tell my dollar, actually, and I hope they listen to this too, you know. I say I'm straightforward, right? And I just tell them, hey, listen, if I have time to dial, I don't need a dialer. So you make sure I don't have time to dial by making sure my appointment is booked.
Yeah, that's true. Because some people are just looking to not work.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get a dialer and I won't work. And then they're like, oh, I'm not making any money. And now I have an extra expense.
Mm-hmm. No, the way I look at it is you got to make sure you maximize your effort there. And make sure that, you know, your dialers are, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. And I'll tell them straight up, hey, if I have time to dial, I don't need you.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
That's good. All right, let's get into our Zoom appointment.
All right.
Now, I always used to tell people that when I got there, I looked like Brad Pitt and I didn't want to throw him off when I got there. And then okay. They'd be like, I'd get there and they'd be like, you don't look like Brad Pitt.
You look fine.
And then, but anyways, it was fun. It always made them laugh. Do you say anything like when you see me on Zoom, I look like anyone?
Not really. I pick on them. Like if they're bald, I'm like, hey, man, you and I, we use the same shampoo, right? Or like, and I pick on if on their weight, I'm like, hey, maybe I'll give you my weight and give me yours. Or you know.
So you're having fun.
I did. I know. It built a relationship. And that the one thing in the first 2-3 minutes of the appointment, you got to build that relationship with the client.
You should try Brad Pitt on someone.
I'll try that. You know me, man. I'll definitely try it.
All right, cool.
All right, I'll share this with you. So before I go into this, first thing first, I go over, like, you know, you showed up on Zoom, we're talking, you and I. Before I even share my screen, I ask you, like, you know, well, let's say you're the client. So, Andrew, so where are you from, man? What state are you from?
California.
Dude, California, man. It's pretty cool, man. I went to Humboldt County University for a startup. Do you know where that is?
Is that where they grow weed?
Exactly, dude. This is why I left. Right? So, you know, what do you do for a living, man?
I sell water.
Water softener?
Not water softeners. I sell water, like, purifiers.
Okay, nice. How long have you been doing that for?
A couple of years.
Okay. So, do you do well doing it?
Do you have a water purifier?
Oh, I love the fact that you're trying to sell me that, but let me ask you this very quick. How much do you make a year?
Maybe like $250.
Oh, dude, nice. Here's the thing. What I'm going to do for you, man, I'm going to do two things for you at this point. Yeah?
Okay.
First thing first, I'm going to show you how the IUL work, and we're going to set you up and hopefully get you going here. But before we do that, what's your goal with it?
I want to just leave some money to my family, make sure they're set up if something happens to me.
Yeah. So mostly just a legacy, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. That means we can set up a smart solve, which means we can get you a good amount of death benefit, but still accumulate cash value for you to pull money out if it is needed. So my thing for you is, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a couple of things for you. First thing first, most people like to do 10% of their income in the IUL. How much do you think you want to put every month?
I don't know. I'd have to see what it looks like.
That's fine. We'll go over it, but I need the numbers so I can set it up, set up the illustration correctly for you. So do you think $2,000 a month, $1,500 a month? How much do you want to put a month?
Let's say $1,000.
$1,000 a month? All right. So
now, do you throw big numbers out like that?
Yeah. I mean, based on their income, yeah. So if they're $100,000 a year, then it's a different story. I would probably throw $500 a month, $1,000 a month.
Okay.
So we can talk about $1,000 a month, see how that can benefit you. So you think you're comfortable with saving $1,000 every month into an IUL account. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It is a saving tool at the end because it's going to grow compoundingly over the years. Now, what I'm going to do for you is a couple of things, Andrew. First thing first, I'm going to show you how you can do, how the IUL can benefit you being 1099, I assume, correct? You 1099?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to show you how this can work for you. Okay. Second, I'm going to go ahead and set you up. Hopefully, everything makes sense. We're going to set you up with a plan today. Here, we're going to get it going for you. Hopefully, we can get it approved. Third, I'm going to talk to you about working with us and show you how this can benefit you being in the sales industry, showing you what you can do over here. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and start with the first thing. I'm going to go ahead and draw an illustration based on $1,000 a month. How you? Don't mind me asking, what's your date of birth?
7/6/89.
That's 7 up.
And I'm watching you do this, right?
Yep, I'm sharing my screen with you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So you're 7/6/89, California, right?
Nevada now.
But oh, you live in Nevada. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Las Vegas area?
Yep.
Nice, man. That's where all the gambling happening, right?
It is.
Nice. So now we're going to keep it a smart soul for now because you are looking to maximize your death benefit, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or do you want more cash value?
Cash value.
All right. So we're going to do maximize the cash value at this point, and we're going to do about $1,000 a month. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for next thing we're going to do here, do you have any health issues that you see on the screen right here, such as, you know,
no,
that can prevent you from getting approval?
No.
All right, that's good. Then we're going to go to get a code. And then let's say we can go ahead and put in, you know, let's fund it for at least 20 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fair. So that way you can have your money, you know. And then, of course, we're going to change this from a capped index to an uncapped index. Do you know the difference, Mr. Andrew?
No.
Yeah. The difference is capped index, they cap you on how much you can gain for the year. A lot of people don't realize that. But what happens is if the market goes, you know, up like a little higher, lesser than 20, whatever it is, you capped at 10, 15, then that's what you capped on. You never can go over that. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put you in something that is uncapped. Fair enough?
Sure.
All right, perfect. Next thing is, we're going to go and go over some numbers with you. And then from there, if they make sense today, we're going to move forward with an application, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So let's go over it together here, man. So first thing first, you're putting in $1,000 a month. Fair enough?
Yeah.
You're putting that for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Okay. So if you take that, you calculate it on... So if you take that times, you know, the 20 years, you're putting in a total of $240,000. Mm-hmm. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's see, if you notice right here, when you're 56, you're no longer putting money in it. You're done. Fair enough? Okay. Now, first thing first, you got to look at it this way, my friend. So, something would happen to you tomorrow. Yeah, let's say you get approved today, something happens to you tomorrow. Okay, you're going to have, your family going to have $832,000. You know, that's tax-free death benefit.
Now, is this the non-guaranteed illustration or is this the guaranteed side or does it break down both?
No, I break down only the non-guaranteed.
Do you tell them about the guaranteed?
Yep.
Got it.
So I let the client know right here when you look at this.
But they have to sign an illustration at some point, yeah?
Yeah, it's part of the application already.
And that shows the guarantee value.
Correct. So right here, that's the guaranteed value.
And this is like worst case scenario, the market never ever scenario. Made any money.
Yep.
But you got to show them that.
Yep.
Okay.
What I do normally is just let them know that out of the 12 grand a year, 10,000 of that goes into the accumulation value. This is non-guaranteed value right here that's growing over the years. And this is, you know, based on 5.6% return. Now, if the market does crash, you lose nothing. The market do better, you get more. Make sense? But when you look at how they do it, see that? 5.66.
So that's what you're showing them.
Yep. I tell them this is basically the participation rate of 202. So that being said, if, you know, they do, you know, 202%, that's 202% what the index is going to do. But right. they're gonna make money, right? It's not like they're not. But if the worst case scenario happens, they're just going to make nothing.
Well, they can also lose their cash value, though. The worst case scenario is they lose their cash value.
Yep, they still have the death benefit.
Well, the death benefit could also lapse.
If they don't make fund it, yeah.
So let's look. Go to the guaranteed values.
Right there.
Okay, so let's see. This is if the market doesn't perform at all. And if you scroll down... The cash value lapses at age 65.
But that's only if it actually never performed for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
How often does that happen, though?
I mean, it doesn't. It just is on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a worst case scenario, doom and gloom type of... but I think it's still important to let them know this is the worst case scenario. This other scenario is the more likely scenario. You know what I mean?
Correct. You know, I show them like this right here. Like, what, you know, what happens is if the market keep performing the way it performs based on 10 years, this based on 5.6%, you're looking at this kind of numbers.
Okay.
That's growing over the years with this amount of equity or surrender value that you have access to, they can take loans. So right here, if this keep going based on 5.6%, which normally does more than that, right? But let's say it does 5.6% for the next, 20 years, you have access to $383,000 in surrender value with $800,000 death benefit.
Got it.
And if you take this out right here, or let's say take 300 grand here, and God forbid you pass away, age of 70, based on the 5.6% return, I keep reminding them of that as well, then you're going to get 929 minus the 300 that took up previously, whatever interest on it as well.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yep.
But this is how I usually explain to them.
Got it.
Fair enough. I just never went through the non-guaranteed. Technically, let's just go with the non-guaranteed and just let them know, listen, this way it could perform based on 5.6% with guarantee of zero loss.
Got it.
Make sense? So, do you have any question for me, Mr. Andrew?
Nope.
Yeah? You like what you see so far?
Yes.
Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get an application here started. And very quick, what is your email address, my friend? And just go right to the...
And then you just go straight to it.
Right there.
Now, I wrote an Ethos app recently. They didn't ask for the social security number, only the last four.
That's only if you do a term or a whole life.
But that's weird, right?
Yeah, well, not really, because they have a good system. They can pull the client record from the last four, which I really like. Unfortunately, yeah. With IUL, it still required the full social.
Got it. Okay, so you go into the close, and then I want to give you a bunch of objections.
Sure.
And then let's see what you would say. So if I said, hey, man, I really want to pray about it.
Sure. You want to pray? Let me ask you this, Andrew. When you and I, we discussed that we're going to do this, if you like what you see, and we move forward, okay, what's changing your mind now?
I just never jump into stuff right away.
Sure. So you like to pray about it. So here's the thing. Do you believe in God then, correct? Are you Christian?
Yeah.
Okay. So believe in God makes everything happen for a reason, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So do you believe in that God put us together here today for a reason?
I don't know. I'm waiting for him to tell me, but...
Okay. Let me ask you this. We're going to open this subject. We can jump on that here very quick and share this with you. God also said, okay, as long as you believe, anything is possible, correct? All right. Where's your belief, man?
You say that to people?
Yeah. Where's your belief?
And what's your reaction?
Yeah. They just stunned. They start looking at me like, I'm being real. Like, it literally says in the Bible that, if you want to pray about it, you will go right ahead, but where's your belief?
So you don't say, like, let's get you started and like...
No. And before I say get you started, I'm like, where do you believe? I think God put us here for a reason, Mr. Andrew, okay? You're 59 young, okay? You don't have no retirement in place. You have no life insurance in place. I think we're meeting here for a reason because tomorrow's not promised, okay? So you need to quit, doubting God. Since you believe in God, stop doubting him, and let's get this application started.
You're that bold.
I'm that bold.